Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Warning. Things are about to get intense.
I mean, Bree and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut in our eyes. Usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like.
Intense heat, lasting plump. From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red, nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
The fact that you guys actually let me walk into an open house drunk is crazy.
I mean, I was super drunk too.
The bells are getting back.
And we have a podcast.
Part of that success is being open books.
I think it would be amazing to do a comeback.
It's so good though. Mm-hmm.
Like, this is so good. Like, I want to do this all the time now.
And now, coming to the mic, Nikki and Brie Bella. This is the Bella's Podcast.
We are back.
We're back. I mean, that was like a long time.
I know. You know, I have to say, I have been waiting for this day forever. Kind of like Christmas morning when you can't wait to see your gifts.
It's yeah.
Kind of the feeling I got for
I kind of feel like Wilson, the volleyball. I was like left at sea, forgotten, and now I'm back.
You know, that's kind of a creepy analogy, no, but
actually,
I know
I couldn't
what you
think
felt
of Tom
there.
Hanks' character name, so but I remember.
So
the
you wanted to be the
Wilson.
Volleyball
yeah.
Wilson. You know, I have that's to perfect. Say Wilson kind of got left at sea. You know that, right?
Well, shit, girl, I didn't, and I'm back.
Oh, so, good.
I say we pop that bottle because, of course, being gone for so long, we have to open up with a delicious bottle of Bonita Sauvignon Blanc. If you guys haven't tried our Sauvignon Blanc, this is literally going to get a high rating. So go get you some.
That's right. It's pretty much organic. It is actually and very clean and crisp.
I don't know what pretty much organic is. Either something's organic or it's not organic. That's like when people go, I think I was pregnant. I'm not sure. No, you're pregnant or you're not.
All new age hippies say, you know, I think it's pretty much organic. Oh, a sound we've been missing.
So Brie, I think you can do a special cheers for us.
Okay, Bella Army, here is a special toast to the Bellas coming back to the podcast world. So good.
Nothing like starting your day with a good glass of Sauvignon Blanc.
Honestly.
Brie, so we have so much to catch up on. Where do we even begin?
I mean, I feel like we have to start from the beginning of us being gone for 6 months from this podcast.
I mean,
that's a long time.
A lot has changed. A lot has happened. Babies have hit milestones. We've hit milestones. Where do we go?
Well, I think we start with moi. Let's just start with me because I always like to start with me.
Shocking.
But, you know, this summer I decided to take off. I needed a refresh button. Brian and I wanted to get away in the mountains. You all saw after WrestleMania, he decided to, you know, just take a break. So he and I were like, you know what? We deserve to go up to the mountains and do absolutely nothing. Mm. And that's what we did. And it was just kind of really nice for us to regroup as a family. It was the first time we realized ever since Brian and I have been dating. So we've been together 10 years. It was the first time we ever spent months together in one bed with our family.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, you know it.
You and your, I actually saw this name for it recently. I liked it. You and your vagina were so happy.
Vagina with the B?
Yeah, a little boy made it up, but I thought it was really cute.
Okay, that was so creepy, that whole sentence you just said.
Your friend Angela is the one who posted the video.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
We don't want to call it a vagina.
I like vagina. Sounds a lot nicer than vagina.
Okay. Well, yes, me, my vagina, everything. We got 4 months in the same bed with absolutely nothing to do except going swimming and hiking and just being really lazy. It was awesome.
Amazing. And then a boner crusher came.
You.
Good one. Actually, I was the life of the party when I came. I'm talking about the fires, but thank you.
Yes. Major boner crusher. Fires came and we had to evacuate Lake Tahoe.
So Artem and I came and joined you and was for about 2 weeks, right? In an Airbnb.
Yes.
Because then the fires got us out. It was the first time that Artem and I were taking a month off life.
I know.
And I couldn't wait because that had been years and years for me. And the fires ruined that. And, you know, I have to say, I don't know what it is. Like, sometimes Airbnbs can be hard on me because it's like, okay, this is my place I'm going to stay at for a month. Super excited. I'm going to live the lake life. I packed all my blues and reds and stripes. Like, I went there.
You brought so much luggage.
So much. But I was just thinking, like, 2 outfits a day, super cute. Don't wear it twice. But it, what is it when you go into the bathroom and then you just see like the owner's like shaving cream and dirty razors and toothbrush that they pack away, but they're like, well, this is my section. I was so irritated and grossed out. And I'm like, this, I can't do this for a month.
I'm going to say a lot of the pictures are liars. Like every time I've gotten Airbnb, I feel bad. I'm always like, this is the last time I'm doing it. I'm a hotel girl. I can't do this. No, they fixed the lighting. Things were edited. It does always seem a little messy.
It's messy. Well, I walked into 3 spiders. Well, a spider that kicked a cockroach's ass and then a spider that was having a party up on the wall. And I just looked at Artem. I'm like,
I remember that. I remember you were really disappointed.
Very disappointed. But anyways, the fires disappointed me more. And you know what? We still ended up having an amazing summer. And here we are.
Here we are.
You know, something though that we haven't talked to our listeners about, because right when we started it, and I'm going to have to let you start on it because you came up with it. But right when we started Sister Sundays, we disappeared from the pod world and we've just been living it up in the IG real world.
That's right.
You got to tell everyone how we came up with Sister Sunday, what that is. I mean, I'll take all the credit, but I will. I mean, you thought of it. I have to give it to you.
And that's what happens when you take a break. Your mind starts working. So that's what right? So, no, I decided to start Sister Sunday because I needed a break from just mom life. There had to be a day. I talked to Brian. I'm like, Brian, I need a day where I don't have responsibility. I just need that for myself. Cause you know, as a mom, that's right. Everyone drink as a mom.
We miss that, Bree, so much. I can't wait till I get to say it a few times this episode.
Before we went on our little hiatus, you said it a bunch.
Okay. Well, I was like brand new mom mode. Like literally my son was 6 months
and we still hear it all the time.
Good.
So as a mom, I felt like I was running on an empty engine. It's just a 24/7 gig that sometimes you just don't feel like you're winning. And so Brian was like, yeah, is Sunday good? And Nicole and I are like, yes, that will be our wine tasting day. And Artem was on board. So we just got 4 to 5 hours where we didn't have to think about anything. We got to do our hair and makeup, dress really cute and just have fun. And the kids are with their daddies. They're safe. It's great. And when we kept doing it, I'm like, whoa, it's like Sister Sunday. We got to come up with this hashtag. And then boom, it's like become a part of our lives now.
I have to say when Bree brought it to me, like, hey, I have this idea and this is what I want to call it. I was like, gosh, this is actually the first time I'm ever going to tell her this, but like, this is so genius.
By the way, I've done a lot of genius stuff.
Okay. But where like I gave you credit for it.
Cause usually you steal my credit.
Oh gosh. Here we go. You know, I'm the longest reigning Divas champion for a reason.
But some of our biggest,
you boo.
No, some of our biggest fights in our sister relationship is you trying to take credit for a lot of my stuff.
Oh, please start. What have I ever tried to take credit that's yours?
I didn't sleep good last night, so the brain isn't working, but I'll think about it and I'll write it down.
Please. I cannot wait to hear all of this. Lies.
Okay. I'm going to come up with a list.
Yeah. I mean, I am like laughing so hard.
Okay.
Inside.
Let's go back to my genius idea.
Okay. So she had this genius idea and I was like, Because now that I'm a mom,
no drink.
Well, gladly. I get where you give so much. You're giving to your partner. You're giving to your baby, of course. You're giving everything to your house, to vacuuming, to cleaning, to cooking. And then you're trying to do your work, not even self-care, but work. And then all of a sudden midnight happens. You're like, I better get sleep because my baby's going to wake me up at 5:30. So when you came up with this idea, I was like, I would do anything, especially that my partner knows that like every day of this week, I get to wake up, I get time to get dressed and ready, put on makeup, and then look forward to going somewhere and just being wild or having my drinks or enjoying nature, getting my nails done or whatever it may be. But I was like, oh my gosh, this is genius. Like, Artem, okay, so every Sunday, Sister Sunday, from this time to this time, it's me time. And that's what you kind of created for us was me time. But it's fun when you get to share me time with someone who also needs me time.
Right. And something that we love. I mean, our listeners are probably thinking, you know, some people go to church on Sundays. The Bellas go wine tasting. But
and then she calls it Sister Sunday. But it's because we're sisters. But for the Catholics out there, we were raised Catholics. We also talk to our sisters, too. But I felt like it was genius. And it's also fun because now that we're new residents to Napa Valley, you and I have really experienced Napa Valley.
I mean, there is like 450 vineyards here to go try that we're just going to keep crossing off.
I feel like we need to put a map behind us and just start marking it off. You know how people do that when they visit the countries around the world?
Or the world map.
We make like create like little cute pins and like wine pins and we like push it in all the places we taste at.
Good idea.
And or maybe we have a thumbs up or a thumbs down and we put in a pin like this is good. This is not because I'm not going to lie. What is it when you go wine tasting?
Everything tastes good.
Everything tastes good. And then you buy all these bottles and you come home and then you pop it open. And you're like, ugh, what is this?
It's because you and I said they let it breathe all day long.
So you guys, that is key.
It's breathed all day long. So it's opened and airy and nice. And when you're home, you want to pop it open and drink it right away.
You got to give your wine some zen. That is what I've realized.
At least an hour.
Yeah. Let it meditate, let it breathe, then drink it up.
That's 100% correct.
Correct.
Well, speaking of wine, you know, I feel like everyone now sees that you and I have been really hands-on in our winery and just being kind of, I feel like on Instagram, you look at our lives and you're like, okay, the Bellas are like hardcore hands-on with their kids. Like we are living the mom life.
Thanks for the credit, which
we have to get into. Mm-hmm. And that we're being like really hands-on in the vineyards too.
You know, when I look at my vision board, because I haven't changed it, it's been the same one for gosh, a very, very long time.
Even though we wanted to add a couple things to it the other day.
Yeah, we need to work on our group one.
Yes.
But when I look at my vision board on there, it's like when I'm 60 years old, I'm going to live in wine country and be a winemaker. And I have even like all these cutouts of winemaker and a house in the vineyards. And
a big house, girl. I saw your vision board.
That was a huge chateau. I make sure Artem sees that. And I like put up my vision board. I'm like,
poor Artem.
Oh gosh, here we go. I can't wait for this season of hearing all the poor Artems. But anyways, and it's just so like every morning, cause I look at it, I'm just like, whoa, like I thought this was going to happen when I was 60 and like, I'm literally on my way of becoming a winemaker, learning more about the industry, harvesting, growing, being there for bottling. Like you and I, we get in there and we get dirty and it's fun and we appreciate the farmers here and we just truly live the winemaking life. Yeah. And I love it. My soul is, this is the happiest my soul has felt since as long as I can remember. I have my son, I have my man, I have my sister, I have family, I have good friends, and I wake up to vineyards every morning and I get to be a part of the process of like the bottle we're drinking right now, like we were a part of that. And not just by slapping our name on a label, but like literally from beginning to end, a part of it. And like my soul just shines here.
I love that. You know, I feel like we always talk about vision boards, but there's something to them. I know everyone gave that. Right. What was the book? The Secret? Or was that a movie?
I will still at times watch The Secret.
No, you do?
Yeah, I believe it.
I mean, no,
now, I don't, you know, because sometimes I do have to be reminded that like, oh my gosh, I just dreamt about getting run over by an elephant. That's not really going to happen. They let you know.
Well,
sometimes when I think bad thoughts, I'm like, wait, no,
you're telling me everything going on in the world Your bad thought is getting run over by an elephant.
No, that was a lie. I actually have never had that thought. I love elephants.
I was like,
that was the first thing that came to my head because I really don't want to think about like the killer clown I thought I saw popping through my window. So
okay. I was like, wow, I feel like I'm constantly praying like, please, Lord, please, please.
Okay, I don't. But you know what has made me realize living here in Napa? Because we've talked about this, especially when we've talked about being entrepreneurs and building a brand is defining your own success, right? What is that definition? To some people, it's lots of money. To some people, it's happiness. It's love. It's family. It's being a mom, whatever it may be. And I truly, since I've been here in Napa Valley experiencing life, I have found and I am living my definition of success.
Yeah.
And it's because I wake up and my soul smiles. And when you feel that, that is the minute you realize, oh my gosh, nothing else matters because I'm living my dream. I'm living what my soul was meant to do.
I agree. You know, Brian and I, this summer, we both made some major changes at the end of the summer, which that's going to be for the next episode when my husband, Brian, comes on, talk about our big changes in our marriage and our life, but also he's going to Bella Brains us.
I better start studying.
Honestly. But, you know, he and I, at the end of the summer, we both felt kind of the same, like, we kind of just got out of the grind. We slowed down a lot, even though COVID did that to everyone. The pandemic slowed everyone down. But he and I going up there and feeling like we escaped from like the grind and throwing ourselves back into it, it gives you so much clarity. And it does. It makes you realize like, oh, this is success for me. To have a lazy day, to have a day where I have one thing to do, that's success. I don't want 100, 200 things to do. I don't want a big long laundry list. I'm like, no, one thing. Oh yeah, I made it. I got one thing to do today, kick back, drink my coffee, and then I'm like chilling.
Totally. And I feel like I was totally meant to be a mom. I love being a hands-on mom and just, it's tiring. I'm not going to lie, but it's weird. Mom tired, you like get through it. A hangover,
for sure.
I want to like go in the bed and cry. But like mom tired, it's weird. It's like God just opens up something else and it's like, you can do it. Like you can do the day.
It's because you're doing it with love.
Right.
There's nothing that you love about a hangover, but you look at your kids and you're like, I love them to death, but I'm tired.
Totally.
It's that.
And like, I love all the milestones the boys are hitting right now. You know, and I got to experience a little bit with Birdie, but it's like every day with Mateo, there's something new, like how he's trying to talk. And like, I'm not just mama anymore. I'm mama, 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 mama. And I like, it makes, oh my God, my heart just like screams. It loves it. And to see him walk and now run and see how the boys interact. I mean, you guys, I know we've been gone for 6 months, but our boys have grown tremendously. Saying words. So Mateo says, yay, and claps.
That's cute. He goes, yay,
yay, yay. It is so, I can start to hear his voice now, right? Yeah. And he says, and it's because I say it a lot, wow, and whoa, whoa. Oh my God. I'm like, seriously.
Buddy always says, oops, oops. And I'm like, do I say that a lot?
You must like, say that a lot.
Oops.
What do you do in your home when no one's around? Like, oops, oops. Dropping stuff all the time. Yeah, it's just crazy. And also what's crazy to me, because I'm experiencing it for the first time, he falls all day long. I mean, the kid has so many bruises and scrapes. And because we haven't seen Artem since September, he's always like, well, what's that from? And what's that from? And I'm like, if you were here, you would see like, he's a boy. He climbs things, boys and girls, right? And he just falls a lot.
Yeah.
That's like a new thing being a mom. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the rest of my life. It's so scary.
I mean, it's wild. For me, it's crazy because there is a huge difference between Birdie and Buddy. Birdie was just so calm and quiet, and she would sit there and just be so patient with her toys and books and very cautious. Buddy is not. You see him, Nicole. He's loud.
Buddy is wild.
He just like,
and aggressive in a way. He's just so strong.
Yeah.
I've realized babies are very strong because even, you know, Mateo being under the weather right now and trying to suck his boogies out, like he can fight me off.
Hand.
It's mind blowing.
I mean, I get in tug of wars with Buddy and I feel like sometimes I'm going to lose. And I'm like, I can't lose to a 15 month old baby. This isn't happening, but I feel like we both are really playing tug of war. But my house, I mean, Nicole, you say it in the mornings.
Your house is so chaotic. You make me, and I'm such a dog lover, but you make me never want to have dogs.
Wow.
Artem really wants to have two babies and I go back and forth, but because like I can, even though I'm tired and with Mateo, like I can play classical piano music.
I do that.
Playing with his toys. I know I walk into your house And it is just, I have dogs barking at me and jumping on me. Birdie and Buddy are like fighting over toys. Then like, it's like not everyone's fighting for your attention, including the dogs. And Mateo and I walk out of here like, what just happened?
Well, Brian got a taste of it this morning. And Brian looked at me and goes, I can't believe you do this by yourself majority of the time. I'm like, yeah. So you see why, like, sometimes when we're FaceTiming, my eyes are watery or I'm like about to like just go nuts or have a breakdown. Like, yeah, this is why. Especially
or because when you say the F word in front of your daughter.
Okay. Yes. Well, you guys, so for all you moms out there and dads who are on the school schedule, I give you so much praise because I just started that this year. Birdie started school and I had to change my whole life. Like I literally leave my house at 8 a.m. Then I rush to work out and then I try to get one errand in to then rush back to school to pick her up. But that's Monday through Friday. It feels like Groundhog's Day every day.
Okay. Don't try to get out of the saying the F word in front of your daughter.
You know, we all make mistakes, Nicole.
Well, let's hear it. Tell us about the big mistake you made.
Okay, so 2 days ago,
I was driving
to school, and I was going the speed limit. At times, I was going a little five over. I have both my kids in the car, so Betty and Birdie. Birdie goes, Mama, doesn't it look like a painting? Because there was a lot of fog in over the vineyards, and it looked gorgeous. I'm like, yeah, baby, it does look like a painting. All of a sudden, I hear honk, honk. And I was like, in my head, like, the fuck? So I like look like in the rear view mirror, and I'm like looking, and the lady starts flickering her lights. I'm like, Oh, that's
big no.
I go,
especially when you have your kids in the car.
So then for 1 second, I look down at my speed because I'm like, did I slow down? No, I didn't. I was actually going five over. So I was like in my head, like, oh, this bitch, she better back up. But she didn't. So I had about 10 minutes left till I made it to school. And she stayed on my ass, flickering her lights, honking. And I'm thinking like, I'm doing nothing wrong.
And by the way, I'm on Bluetooth. So like, I'm a part of this whole thing going on.
And by the way, I drive a minivan. Like, you know, I'm like doing school shit right now. Like I'm a mom with kids in the car. My car screams that. She was in this SUV, brand new. Like I saw her hair and makeup was done. So I was like, no kids. Okay. Cause I had like sloppy, like scrunchy.
Don't give yourself an excuse.
I had my workout clothes, you know, the crazy hair bun. And I'm thinking like, So I turn for like Birdie's exit and I see that she's going to turn. I'm like, okay. And she's still right on me. So I go like down the street and she goes to pass me. So as she did, I just was like, fuck you. And I flipped her off. So then Birdie turns and goes, fuck you. And I
was guys, like, just how Brie did it.
Cause Nicole was on speakerphone.
Like aggressive, loud. My heart dropped and I wasn't even on FaceTime.
Yeah. I'm Birdie, I will say, said it perfect.
She said it so perfect. Good.
But I had to before she walked into class because I was terrified she was going to go to school and then tell kids to fuck off. So we had
No. To aggressively say fuck you. Okay. With the bird.
But by the way, the woman looked at me like, it's just bad. So we had to sit in the parking lot and I had to have this real big heart to heart with Birdie on just like mommy's in trouble. That was really bad. Even adults can't cuss. Like, you know, kids really can't. And we just got into this whole thing and maybe I let my anger show. And instead to be the bigger person, I should have showed kindness. I went on this whole thing that I was like, I wouldn't even take this advice, but I got to make sure my
and
kids
then
do.
She ended it with, and if you say it at school today, I'm taking away all your toys, all of them. You won't have one toy. And
okay,
I'm like,
I didn't say it angry like
bird.
That.
No, you did.
I was just like, if you tell someone, fuck you today, like I will have to take your toys away. Cause I can't be that mom. I already feel like I'm that mom at school that everyone looks at like, oh, her, you know, there's the wrestler mom. So I was like, I can't, my kid can't be the first one to cuss a kid out. Just can't happen.
No, absolutely not. Teo and Buddy got to get there. Okay.
Oh, we
got
gosh. Bird. Buddy, that's going to be the next calls I get when he's at school.
I mean,
wrestling everyone
and biting.
Okay, that's a stage he's going through right now. Mateo literally gave him a big hair bump this morning.
Yeah, but guess who he learned it from?
Buddy never hair bumped him back.
Buddy hair bumped him in the beginning. So Buddy used to hair bump Mateo. Now Mateo would just be upset. Mateo is very, very sweet. And Buddy's
Buddy's
sweet, but meaning Buddy's just aggressive. So now, well, now Mateo's like, okay, but he learned it from Buddy. Okay. He used to never do it. So then Buddy bit Mateo today super hard, but then it put tension between Bree and I.
Well, because this is what I'm doing right now. And we'll see, like, moms, let's see what the listeners think. We would actually love to hear you guys' advice on social media, because with Birdie, who was my first, and Mateo's Nicole's first, I smothered Birdie. I was over the top. Birdie now will literally, like, walk, and, like, her shoulder will barely hit the wall, and she's like, oh my gosh, and scream cries. Like, my dad was just in town, and Birdie cries a lot. She's very sensitive. And my dad actually thought she was kidding with them, like joking. I'm like, no, dad, it's
no,
she's
I think my sensitive. Favorite is we took her to Bouchon to get, to get a treat. And she wanted a pink macaroon. And by the way, we're already in Bouchon getting macaroons. Okay. That's like a dream for people. That's on their vision board. And the lady's like, oh, sorry, we don't have pink. The scream of, oh my gosh, or whatever. I like look because I thought someone tackled Birdie or like kicked her to the floor. Damn,
this is embarrassing, but I talked to her about it.
She couldn't believe they didn't have pink macaroons. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was like, oh hell no, we're not going to be a brat. But I'm being different with Buddy. I'm not smothering him. I'm letting him do a lot on his own.
Because you're so busy with everyone else in the house.
You see me. I stand there and watch to make sure the situation's okay.
Okay, let's hear Judgy Judy.
No. So all I'm saying is that Mateo and Buddy act like brothers. They're 22 hours apart.
I didn't say they
and
didn't.
Think of you and I growing up as siblings. At correct. Some point, you need to let them figure it out a little
bit. I let Mateo figure it out. You like don't want me to console my son when he's crying with alligator tears.
You do it very dramatic.
I do not do it dramatic. You are just thinking it's dramatic. Mm. And Bree thinks Mateo will end up being like Birdie, which he won't.
We don't know.
No, watch.
Okay.
Just watch.
Oh, we will.
Oh, we will.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, but I'm allowed to console my son
of course,
when he
I
has tears because
too.
He just got bit really hard.
I.
What am I going to look at him and be like, grow
no,
up,
but it's
son,
the way you do it and how
14
you,
months.
No, no, no. It's there's a difference between like.
Okay, Bree. Just because like I make things in. Look good.
No, you don't. You make it look actually very over dramatic.
Oh, where I'm like, how?
This became
I would
a
love
huge
to see.
Situation.
How?
Oh my God, is he okay? Let me see the red mark. Oh my God, like undressing him. Like
such
the whole
a liar.
Situation was dramatic this morning.
Such a liar.
I was like,
whoa. You know, she went and talked shit too about me on like Brian's sex.
It's no, okay. Brian's been busy at school all day, so we haven't even been able to talk about it.
Whatever.
But when we're in bed tonight, I'll be like, oh my gosh, Brian.
Right? Well, you know, Bree, I feel like we have to wrap this up with okay. two questions that I feel like we've heard a lot on social media and we haven't been able to talk about. Well, one, if
you're
the podcast,
me.
If
what
the podcast
out?
Is coming out, I know, right? And so already, thank goodness that one goes away. The podcast is here.
Yes, here's the podcast.
But the other one is about Total Bellas and if we're ever returning to the ring.
Those
I
are
feel like
two
those
big ones.
Are two that I constantly see and then people get little snippets from
right.
interviews or whatever. And they just need to hear it from the horse's mouth right here, right?
I agree. So you start. Which one do you want to start with?
Well, so Total Bellas, you know, having Mateo and I remember when we were finishing up the last season, it was very hard on Artem and I just, and we barely filmed with him, right? It was the birth and then like a day when we came home, a day or two. And Artem and I had a very hard time with cameras around him. And then we saw how Birdie didn't want anyone to ever film her. She never wanted a camera. And so when we wrapped up that season, and we came to Napa and we fell in love with our life in Napa. We were just like, gosh, we really want to keep this private. And I have to say, it's so hard having camera crews in your house. It's just difficult. It's tough. And Bree and I both talked. The Danielsons I knew immediately were 100% out. I knew we lost Brian and Bird from like last season, day one. I was like, okay, they're never coming back. And I started to talk to Bree and pick her brain about like, I don't want Mateo growing up on reality TV. I don't want him to have cameras in his face. I don't even know if I want people to be involved so much in our world here or not, but like maybe this is what we keep private. But like when we have a tasting room, bring him in, let's have fun, let's party. But when it comes to personal life, you know, and it's also hard to put your personal life out there. Artem and I feel like have had such a roller coaster and have dealt with so much. And I felt like after my past relationship, I need to protect this one.
Yeah, but I also think you and I are great at putting our lives out there, but I think it's we got protective of our family.
That's what it is.
They didn't sign up for
you
it.
You and I could film 24/7. I love it. Reality TV doesn't bug me and people judging me doesn't bug me. You're right. It's when it comes to my family, my son.
So for me, it was we went to the headquarters in Connecticut for WWE and we were going over like all things Bellas. And so when they were talking about Total Bellas moving to a digital platform or going to a different network, I remember sitting there and I'm like, okay, amazing. But that started a whole new journey. And I go, here we did just move to Napa. I just remember that feeling when I left Connecticut. I was like, this is my chance to kind of be done mm-hmm. with that, because I do. I love our life in Napa, but I want it more private. I don't know. There was something inside me that kept feeling like this isn't right. And like, we always commit 110% to something.
Totally.
So I was like, if we start this new chapter with someone else, a new network or new digital platform, I'm going to have to give them everything, which means my family, all of it. I go, I don't know if I'm ready. I think I'm done with that.
I know. Well, and you and I have been feeling that for a while. And that's why you guys, you have to listen and see the signs of the universe or what your angels do. It's like, they put these things out there and you just have to see the signs. And that was immediately when Brie and I were like, this is done. This chapter is done for us and our family. Like whatever you and I do, right. move on. But so I wanted to clear the air on that,
right.
because there's been I've seen a lot of social media talk about that.
Right. And it doesn't mean that we're done with television. We actually have some really fun projects on the table. So you're definitely going to get the Bellas.
The Bellas you'll get.
You're just, you know, the kids will stick to like here and there on our YouTube channel. You'll get to see them on the Bellas channel or on our Instagrams, but we're making their lives normal.
Totally. Well, I say we take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we come back. We can answer, you know, the talk about will we ever return to the ring.
Dun, dun, dun.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids. And I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom. Work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything. As long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us. It's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because, let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
You slid right into our DMs. We saw all of your tweets and mentions. So now sit back, because we've got answers for you, for you.
All right, everyone. So, you know, we saw all of your responses to our G story asking us some questions. So we are here to answer a few of them. And we get to them, real quick on returning to the ring.
Because we see that everywhere.
We see it everywhere.
Everyone always asks us in interviews.
Yeah. So in a quick little thing, there are no plans for Brie and I to return to the ring. I don't know if I'll ever be able to return to the ring. As of now, I am officially retired per our doctors. So, yes, the day that we are going to be warming up, practicing, and maybe coming back, you, our Bellas podcast listeners, will be the first to know.
That's okay, right.
But I say we get to the fan questions.
Yeah, because Do we miss the ring? Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Every day.
And we miss the WWE Universe, the Bella Army out there. And we would love to get back to the ring one day. It's just not anytime soon.
I agree. Okay. So Kayla, what would you have both named your kids if they were girls?
So,
for me, it would have been, and it could still be, Artem's Praying, and I might, Sophia Nicole.
That's a good one.
He says, if we have a girl, it doesn't have to be a Russian middle name, that I can have the middle name.
I love that. And then Brian and I were torn, and we actually had wooden plates made because, you know, Buddy was a surprise, but it was going to be Branch or Blossom. Because as you know, we have to do all B's.
I was rooting for Branch because I was like,
too.
Bird and Branch. Oh yeah.
So Birdie and Branch. And then Nicole and I really loved Branch, but Brian was so like all about Blossom.
Yeah.
But I kept thinking of the 90s sitcom and I'm like, I don't know, Brian.
With the hat and the flower. Yeah. All right. From Hamza. Hamza. Oh, I love when Bria, what do you think this is?
Hamza?
Yeah. Why did you both cut your hair at the same time? Do you prefer the shorter hair? So you know what it was? And I think a lot of moms will agree with me. I kept trying to look like the Nikki before Mateo, and I kept putting in my long hair and it was just not working out. And I was like, you know what? I just need to find out with Bree's advice, who is Nikki now? Who is Nikki as a mom? Who is Nikki with Mateo? And you know what? I walked in the salon and I said, make me a French girl because I love French women and I love short hair. And I felt in my heart, maybe I could really pull it off. And voila.
Yep. And you didn't walk into a salon. We walked into your backyard and had our stylist come to us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wasn't going to throw that in there.
But I feel the same. Like I needed some type of change and I needed to just do something. I was like, either I'm getting another piercing, I'm going to get another tattoo or something. And then I go, you know what? I'm just going to cut my hair. And I feel lighter.
Yeah.
I feel more free.
And
I feel chic.
And as of now, I do prefer it. I don't know if it's my age or the era I'm at in my life, but I love the short hair and it does feel so good.
It does. And it feels sexy.
It's very sexy and chic. Okay. Corey, how do you find balance and what sacrifices have you made to live the lifestyle you want as moms and as businesswomen?
Ooh,
it's a good one.
That's a really good one. It's really hard to find balance because you don't, especially as a parent, you don't know what the day is going to bring. You don't know if your child's going to have a hard day, if it's going to be easy or just hard. So Nikki and I always say like our biggest thing is meditation. I think meditation kind of gets you in the zone to be ready for anything that comes at you in that day. So,
For me though, I think how a great way of finding balance is first knowing your priorities.
Right.
Like what's the most important compared to what's the third, you know, most important. And I feel like once you know your priorities, then that's how you're going to work out a day and take it, especially if you have a lot on your plate, take it 24 at a time, day by day. There's no reason on a Monday to think about Thursday unless you got to put it in the planner book.
Right.
And I was always someone who said yes to everything. I couldn't ever say no because I hated having a missed opportunity. That's what I think in my head. And then through the pandemic and now being a mom, I've realized what my priorities are and less is more. And that has truly helped me find balance. I think at times I can still struggle with it, but I think because I know Mateo's the most important. So no matter whatever anything else is in life, that's the number one. So when decisions are made, everything is like, how's Mateo? How will this work out for him in the best way? And then just taking a lot out of my life. You know, I love being an entrepreneur, but I've realized like I can only run so many companies and really give it my all. And I think when you prioritize and you take some things out, the balance just happens.
It does. I realized when I simplified and really created an easier balance for my life as a mother and an entrepreneur, I lost 5 pounds instantly.
Yeah.
And I started to realize that self-care has to come into play. So my kids are my first priority. It's how I like schedule my week. Then a workout. I need it mentally and physically. I have to have a workout in there.
Oh,
and
totally.
So I've actually lost a lot of weight.
Sweating is therapy.
Yeah. I mean, you and I both have lost a lot of weight in the last 2 months just based on simplifying and just balancing our lives a little differently by putting workout after our kids.
And that's the thing is workout is a priority to you and I. So when we're building our day, we always think of that. Like that's
1 hour
always,
at least.
Yeah. At least an hour. And Corey also asks sacrifices we've made to live the lifestyle we want as moms and businesswomen. You know, because I feel like I have sacrificed a lot and have made big decisions in my life to get where I am today. And it was kind of like I had to have that meeting with myself of what truly makes you happy and what is it that you really want out of life. And I realized what I wanted out of life. I wanted to be a mom. I want to live in Napa Valley. And there are a few things that I want to do. And so it meant to either let go of a few businesses, let go of people, to downsize, to do certain things to get where I knew truly would make me happy. And I think sometimes when we hear the word sacrifice, we get scared, or knowing that we have to cut certain things out of our life, that like scares us. But goodness, if it makes you happy, it's so worth it. And you don't even realize the cutouts you have in life.
Right. I think, you know, big sacrifices you and I have done because we are workhorses is we missed a lot of weddings, a lot of birthdays. Brian always laughs because when I think of vacation, I'm always like thinking, oh yeah, when I go to like New York to do business, I'll make a day vacation or something. He's so like, true. Don't you ever just want to do a vacation where you're going to the airport and your bag is just vacation clothes? Yeah, that would be nice, but I also don't have time for that. So I feel like we sacrifice those little things to just kind of keep going in business and like being full on moms.
That's true. But it's made us enjoy it. Like when we add a day on to wherever we go, because we're lucky with work, we get to go to really cool places that we've never felt like I've never felt like I've missed out. And if I could keep working hard to get that bottle of Opus One, then that is like a damn good sacrifice for my palate. And these taste buds stay very, very happy.
You know, maybe you should start sacrificing Opus One and not buying that.
Oh, I have. I've moved to Overture.
Oh, gosh. Not even with
Boom,
you.
Boom, bitch. Okay. So thank you, three, for those amazing questions. And everyone, just keep sending in your questions because you know how much we love connecting with you all. So just keep sending them in to the Bella's Podcast IG because we see everything and we love answering your questions.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
So Nikki and I thought it'd be really cool to always end our podcast with a quote. It's something we're always sending each other quotes every day and looking at quotes. It helps us get through the day or kind of just gives us this hidden meaning to life that we need. We are going to start doing that.
Yes. And we're going to call it inspiration and affirmation because we love affirmations. And I think it's really good to get some type of word with whatever you believe in every day, especially to start your day. I think it's so important.
I agree.
Or to end it.
Right.
Or sometimes you just need a midday word kick-ass moment.
Exactly. So this is Nikki and our quote for today. The world breaks everyone. And afterward, many are strong at the broken places. Good old Ernest Hemingway.
Oh, wow. That's deep. You know what it kind of reminds me of? Because you know how I'm really into the moon energy and all that. But right now is a really good time for shadow work, which I've actually been doing with my life coach, which if anyone has, you know, issues of childhood, which I think we all do. Whoa, shadow work. It's groundbreaking. It's amazing. But that kind of makes me feel that.
Right. And I also feel like sometimes when we're broken, we really find out who we are. And I feel like a lot of strength can come from being broken, but also like just a new direction in life that sometimes you just need.
You realize what you can survive, right? Mm-hmm. It's like being a warrior. When you survive, then you thrive. You just know what you can overcome. And when you overcome something so big and powerful, man, do you feel just like on top of the world.
Right.
It's truly incredible. That's why it's so important to do the work and work on yourself and self-care and meditate and all those amazing things and get the inspirations and affirmations. I mean, that's why I put it on my IG. I love thinking of things that either are touching me in my life right now, or I think can touch the people that follow me. It's like, I have to bring that to a platform that at times people just need to be lifted up instead of worrying about their likes. You know what I mean?
100%. And so that's why we hope you guys continue to listen to the Bella's Podcast, because every Wednesday we hope to give you a little bit of hope, a little bit of inspiration, some laughs, love, and a lot of wine drinking. And also, you can catch Nikki and I on The Bachelorette this coming Tuesday, November 9th, because we're doing something fun.
Oh, yeah, we are. And, you know, when you're talking about, you know, bringing strength to stuff that is broken, well, that's exactly what we're bringing to The Bachelorette, to the men.
Oh, we do. And there's a lot I have to say about the guys.
Right. Well, not only that, and to talk about how amazing Michelle Young is. I think she's honestly one of my favorite bachelorettes.
She's the best. And I have to say, one of those guys, whoever gets her, is one lucky dude.
One lucky dude. All right, everyone. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you're so ready for next week, because not only are we going to have some fun conversations with Brian.
Oh, goodness, we are.
You get Bella Brains. Can't believe it's back.
I hope I beat you.
You won't, but that's okay.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.